This message comes from NPR sponsor, Hulu. Based on shocking true events, the new Hulu original series, Under the Bridge, tells the story of a savage murder in a small town. Starring Riley Keough and Lily Gladstone, Under the Bridge is now streaming with new episodes Wednesdays, only on Hulu.
I'm Chris from Orlando.
Hi, I'm Brent from Minneapolis.
I'm Matt from Savannah, Georgia.
The Sound of Young America is an independent production supported by listeners like me.
If you'd like to support the show like I did,
visit MaximumFun.org and click on Donate.
I'm Jesse Thorne. Live on tape from my house in Los Angeles, it's The Sound of Young America from MaximumFun.org and PRI, Public Radio International. We're going to hear Langhorne Slim play some songs live right here in my apartment. But first, here's the song Say Yes from his brand new album, Be Set Free.
Gonna land either way. Put on your blue lipstick and I'll put on my Venus boots somewhere in California, but it might as well be the moon. Say yes, say yes. I know sometimes we disagree, but I prefer when you say yes.
Langhorne Slim, welcome to The Sound of Young America. It's great to have you here.
Great to be here.
So your given name is, I don't mean to, you know, burst any bubbles, your given name is Sean. Was there a point when you realized that you were totally allowed to make up a new name for yourself?
Yeah, I mean, I used to make up a lot of band names when I was younger and spacing out in school and doodling and, you know, notebooks and stuff like that. And in Pennsylvania, I just couldn't find the band. So when I moved to New York, I gave myself a name.
Your name was actually about where you're from.
Yeah, a town in Pennsylvania that I'm from is Langhorne, Pennsylvania.
It just so happens I was I just got back from doing a couple of live shows in New York and Philadelphia, and at the end of that, my wife and I went to visit some friends, one of whom just got a teaching gig at the College of New Jersey, and is living in Ewing, New Jersey, which I just looked at a map is like
not very far,
4 miles or something like that. It's a really quiet place, kind of the sort of what you imagine suburbs were like before World War II.
Mm-hmm.
Was it the kind of place that you were, that you really wanted to get out of, or the
sure.
kind of place you wanted to stay?
No, I couldn't get out of there fast enough. I like going back now. Now that I don't live there, to see my mom and my grandmother and stuff. But yeah, New York was my dream to get out of school and go to New York. And, I went there and then had to get the heck out of there after 7 or 8 years. So now I'm a California man.
What was it about your hometown, besides the kind of pleasant quality of the name, that made you want to name yourself after it, after you, you know, had moved out of town?
I thought it was a strong sounding name. And also at the time I was a big fan of, still am, of old blues music and, you know, American folk in country music, and that was sort of following the tradition of some of those guys that I was listening to a lot.
You talked a little bit about what you like about going back there. What do you think of fondly now when you think about growing up there?
Family and the couple of friends that I had, the excitement of getting out of school.
You actually got booted out of your first high school. Is that right?
Yeah. No, middle school.
Middle school.
Yeah. I was asked to leave. Well, I was asked to leave kindergarten, and they didn't ask me to leave the elementary school somehow. Middle school. And then I started to finally figure it out in high school.
What did you do that got you asked to leave? Were you just not doing homework, or were you misbehaving?
Well, I was called insubordinate. I didn't know what that was. The first time I'd ever heard that word.
What were the instances of insubordination? Do you remember?
Not sitting when somebody told me to sit, or where, not wanting to be in a certain place. I've always believed there's different types of intelligence, and that kind isn't really where my brain is at. So,
you went to college, though. You went to, if I remember correctly, SUNY Purchase.
Yeah.
And you were in music conservatory, although I think you were focused on engineering or something like
right.
that.
Right.
Did you have the idea that you were just going to get into it? But did you focus on engineering because you had the idea you were going to get into it by hook or crook?
Yeah, well, I got into the engineering department because there wasn't another place. I'm not proud of this, but I still don't know how to read or write music at all. And I didn't think I would go to college. I wound up going to college. And I met a professor there who sort of took me under his wing and liked the sort of music that I was playing, and we had similar musical interests. And he kind of took me under his wing. And that's where it placed me in different parts of the program to see where I could fit in. I guess I could fit in the most there.
It's The Sound of Young America. I'm Jesse Thorne. My guest on the show is Langhorne Slim. His new album is Be Set Free. You want to play a song for us?
Yeah. The song is called Back to the Wild.
All day pissing away my time, looking into a crystal ball, and I don't know why. But I'm living too fast to live too long. And I don't want to die, but I don't know yet where I belong. I've had it better than some, and I know that I shouldn't complain. Though my grandfather told me once that all pain hurts the same. Your bottle is empty, your glass has been filled. I don't want to break your heart, but I probably will. Some are born to be good, some are born to be bad. Most did the best that they could, and others just wish that they had. If I could return to when I was a child, I'd forget what I learned and go back to the wild. Back to the wild. Back to the wild. Back to the wild.
Langhorne Slim on The Sound of Young America performing Back to the Wild from his brand new album called Be Set Free. That's a song that's about sort of letting loose and getting free of those kinds of controls and rules and stuff. I read that a formative musical experience for you as a kid was listening to one of my favorite records, Otis Redding Live at the Whiskey
and
Go-Go. What was it? What were the circumstances where you heard that song?
Oh, what were the? Well, I was a big fan of Otis Redding's just from sitting on the dock of the bay, and I sort of thought that's what all his stuff sounded like. But I was so wrong. I don't know where I got that. I can't remember where I got that record, but it was just so. He's one of the great, in my opinion, one of the greatest singers. But just the performance is just so raw and nasty that, just blew me away.
There's a version on that I'm trying to remember of. I think it's Try a Little Tenderness.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the big blowout number that goes for like 10 minutes at the end of the second side?
I think so. I think that's it, yeah.
It's not the kind of performance that one would associate with like a white guy with an acoustic guitar. So in what way has that kind of fervor influenced what you do on stage?
That's just that rawness and the passion that that's my favorite type of music, that comes, whether it be punk or soul or, you know, jazz or but whatever. The people that are just raw and nasty.
Do you think that you are raw and nasty? Your record is pretty sweet for a guy who just expressed that sentiment.
I think I'm raw, nasty, and sweet. Maybe one or two other things, but I can't remember what they are right now.
You want to sing another tune for us?
Yeah, this one's called... You can be sweet and raw and nasty, right?
Whoa, just Redding sitting on
there
the dock of the bay.
All right, this one's called Land of Dreams. Everyone has got a dream. You know what I mean. Everyone wants to see what they never seen. You know what I mean. If you want me tonight, I'm yours for as long as I can be. Oh, and everyone becomes invisible in the land of dreams. Well, I watch the shadows dance, hear the crickets creak. Now I'm on the street. So I learn the robin song, see the mountain peak. Now it's time for sleep. Take me tonight, I'm yours. I've been craving your company. Oh, everyone becomes invisible in the land of dreams. Got a dream, you know what I mean. Everyone wants to see what they never seen. You know what I mean. Take me tonight, I'm yours. I've been craving good company. Oh, everyone becomes invisible in the land of dreams. Well, I said now everyone becomes invisible in the land of dreams.
Langhorne Slim on the Sound of Young America performing Land of Dreams from his brand new album, Be Set Free. When you moved to New York City after school, did you have... a picture in your mind of what was going to happen to you? Did you have a
fame
have
and fortune? didn't happen. I moved to New York to play music, to be a musician. And that did happen. It's just taken a while to get people to know what we're doing here.
What was it like in the at the very beginning when you moved in?
When I moved to New York?
Yeah.
Lots of ramen noodles. It was cool. I had a girlfriend in Brooklyn, so I stayed with her. I was going to the Sidewalk Cafe every Monday night to play. Started playing open mics and invited to do different shows, like musical guests on different comedy shows. So, yeah, I got to meet a lot of cool people.
When you were playing really regularly on sort of a small circuit, you know, what did you learn about yourself and your own music performing in front of, you know, regular house crowds on a regular basis?
I was playing, I think maybe how I developed the style of what I do live was as a result, because I was playing not in a band, just myself. And I realized that if you're a guy with an acoustic guitar and people don't know your music, they tend to not sit and listen all that intently. So I tried to kind of develop, I don't know if I really tried or if it came natural or what, but to have a pretty lively stage show. And that definitely started at that point to say, you know, look at me.
What's the liveliness? Because you are right now a guy with an acoustic guitar.
Yes. No, we throw it down really hard at our shows. You know, it's a lot of energy. So,
do you ever make people uncomfortable with that energy when you're playing in a context other than when you're playing in a guy with acoustic guitar friendly context rather than you know, rock and roll-y context?
Right. I don't know.
You can tell. I've been on stage before. I know what it's like.
Not so much now. I mean, I would do things when I first started, like also like yelling at people and cursing at them.
Really? Yelling at actual directly at, like yelling at the crowd collectively or a particular person?
A particular person. It's been a long time. So that probably made them uncomfortable. Made me a little uncomfortable after I did it too. But no, I think...
I'm not going to let you get past that right this second. So what were there specific instances that you can remember of a...
I think I'm a lot tougher than I am on stage than off stage, you know, or something. There were just some times where people were kind of being jerks in the crowd. And I guess I thought I should let them know about it.
Does that work?
No, it doesn't work. But you can't also, you know, at this point in what we do... if there's people talking at the bar, I'm not so directly, personally offended. You know, I don't take it as seriously. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
When you're first starting and you're singing these songs and people are talking, it's just like a direct insult. Or at least that's how I took it. And that's kind of, it is in a way, but it isn't. People are out to drink and have a good time. If they're talking, it's not an FU to you, but it can seem that way.
It seems like there's a lot of that kind of restlessness in your music that you were talking about not doing well in school and that kind of antsiness, fighting against constraints. Can you imagine yourself doing something besides being a touring musician where you get to...
No. No. And I just feel so lucky that I'm able to do it. 'Cause no. Life would not be very sweet for me if I didn't have this, I don't think. So I'm happy to have this.
More songs from Langhorne Slim after a break. It's The Sound of Young America from MaximumFun.org and PRI, Public Radio International.
Production of The Sound of Young America is underwritten in part by Ask Metafilter. Thousands of life's little questions answered online at ask.metafilter.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, October is Max Fun Month. I've got so many awesome announcements that I had to make a list of them so I didn't forget any. Let's start with October 12th. Monday, October 12th, Max FunCon tickets go on sale. We've got awesome people returning from last year, like Jonathan Colton and Jimmy Pardo. We've got awesome new people coming this year, like Mark Maron and some more folks that I haven't announced yet. And you can get tickets October 12th, starting October 12th. And remember, there's only... a very limited number of seats available at this thing, or I should say beds available at this thing. It's actually barely any more than there was last year, which sold out within a couple weeks of the announcement. So if you want to go, make sure you get your tickets quick, fast, in a hurry. October 12th, they go on sale. October 15th, we're opening the Max Fun Store. What's the Max Fun Store? Well, we're going to have Mustache TVs, we're going to have Sound of Young America t-shirts, we're going to have Casper Hauser t-shirts, and by popular request, we're going to have some sweet, super, super cool Sound of Young America hooded sweatshirts, which, trust me, I'm doing this class all the way. There's none of this Hanes beefy tea bologna in this operation. This is all super premium, which brings me to the final product, the thing that I'm actually maybe the most excited about, which is our new super premium polo shirts. Yes, that's right. Maximum Fun polo shirts featuring our world-famous rocket ship. And look, these things are like, they're better than Lacoste polos. It's like wearing a silk polo shirt. It's amazing. The peak on this, the cotton peak here, it's just spectacular. This is an item that you'll be able to wear to work almost no matter what your job is, unless you're like a high-powered litigator. And it's beautiful. It's beautiful. And tasteful. Tasteful. October 24th, we're going to be in Washington, D.C. at a club called the Bohemian Caverns, as part of a comedy festival called the Benson Ball that's being put together by our pal Tig Notaro. You can also catch lots of other awesome people at this thing, like Sarah Silverman and Patton Oswalt, and it's going to be really fun. So October 24th, if you live somewhere near our nation's capital, such as our nation's capital itself, Bethesda, Maryland, Arlington, Virginia, etc. And last but not least, on October 30th, the launch party for Put This On. It's a new video project from me and Adam Lissagor, who you might know as Lonely Sandwich from You Look Nice Today, or as the Predator Cam operator from Alien vs. Predator Requiem. It's a video series about men's style, and we're having a big premiere party, your first chance to see the pilot episode, which was funded by kind folks on Kickstarter. It's the evening of Friday, October 30th in Pasadena at Rising Sun Denim, a spectacularly beautiful blue jean store that we actually did a piece on in the show. So come on out if you're in Southern California or are going to be in Southern California. It's open to the public and we'll have free drinks and stuff. October 30th, Friday, October 30th. Is that enough announcements for you? Okay, I'll go now. Bye. Welcome back to The Sound of Young America. My guest is singer-songwriter Langhorne Slim. His new album is called Be Set Free. Here he is in my apartment in Los Angeles performing the title track.
Whether I'm right, whether I am wrong, time it goes by, life it goes on, when the light is on my side. Love reveals itself to me, then I can. Yes, I can. I can be set free. Every garden can grow. Every mouth can form a smile. Let yourself go. Ease your mind for a while. When you're tired and you're torn, humankind it seems filled with misery. That's when you can. Yes, you can. You can be set free. An ordinary man, I don't pretend to be. Wanna be extraordinary man, I wanna know peace. When the lights go out, I'm not lonely. It's the only thing that matters to me. Yes, I can. Yes, we can. Set free, we can know peace. We can be set free.
Langhorne Slim on The Sound of Young America with Be Set Free, the title track of his new record. So you guys have one more song for us, if I'm not mistaken. You want to play it?
Yes, please. Cinderella.
Good. All right. That makes me feel good. Out of sight.
all when you feel left out. I know what that's all about. Wanna get left out with you. Cinderella, are you my girl? Oh, honey, do you feel good? And that makes me feel good out of sight. Left out, I know what that's all about. Wanna get left out with you. Well, on a long walk home, way down that old suburban road, you took me by surprise with that sweet look in your eye tonight. Sure, you're still my girl.
No, I
wanna do you feel good?
Feel right.
That makes me feel good. Out of sight, yeah. Yeah. Well, on a long walk home, way down that old suburban road, you took me by surprise with that sweet look in your eye tonight.
Langhorne Slim from Cinderella on his brand new record, Be Set Free. Langhorne Slim, a.k.a. Sean, thank you so much for being on the Sound of Young America.
Thank you,
my
friend.
It was so great to have you.
Good to have been had.
I'll take that.
No, it's fun. Thanks a lot.
That's our time for another Sound of Young America program. I've been your host, Jesse Thorne, America's radio sweetheart. The show is produced by Speaking Into Microphones. Our editor is Nick White. Our intern is Mariel Reyes. You can find us online at MaximumFun.org. And if you have thoughts about the show, you can visit. You can send me an email at jesse@MaximumFun.org. We'll see you next time on the Sound of Young America.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Mint Mobile. From the gas pump to the grocery store, inflation is everywhere. So Mint Mobile is offering premium wireless starting at just $15 a month. To get your new phone plan for just $15, go to mintmobile.com/switch. This message comes from NPR sponsor, the Capital One Venture Card. Earn unlimited 2x miles on every purchase. Plus, earn unlimited 5x miles on hotels and rental cars booked through Capital One Travel. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
What does it mean to be Black in America? In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, a collection of stories as varied, nuanced, and dynamic as the Black experience, you'll hear it means everything. Search NPR Black Stories, Black Truths wherever you get your podcasts.